This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends and teachers, Shambhra, that we return again to this circle, to this energy, for this time of questions and answers. This thing of creation that we work with you on, this thing of becoming and realizing and manifesting your divinity, it is not so difficult. It is not so difficult at all. It was difficult, nearly impossible, when duality had a different balance, when duality had characteristics that were not so harmonious. But as you come into balance with yourself, as you adjust the balances of duality within you, and as they are balanced in all humans across your earth, it is becoming much easier in your life. Being able to create within your being and from your being will not be so much of a struggle. It will be as easy as allowing grace to handle the balance, as bringing this energy forth into your being, into your reality, into your divine moment, and then playing with the results of this, enjoying them dearly. Now, there is one general question that we would like to address here on this night before the specific questions, and this was addressed several evenings ago to another, and we bring it forth to this group. And this question has to do with relationships, which we know for many of you is challenging. And we bring forth an aspect for you to consider at this time that may apply in your personal situation. Nearly 1 year ago, on the date of December 13th, we spoke of the earth splitting into two consciousnesses. We spoke of a new consciousness moving from the old earth energy. And we spoke of you, Shambhra, moving into the energy of the new earth. That has been less than 1 year. We spoke that you would, for a period of time, be walking between both worlds, old and new, that you would realize and see those who were in the consciousness of the old and to honor them and respect them for what they did, for they continued to hold an important balance. We spoke to you that those who remained in the old energy would not be able to understand or discern that there was a new earth energy and a new consciousness, and to understand this, while you may see both, they would only see their own. Now it is that as these two energies are moving further apart, as you are exploring now the new earth energy in greater detail, many have mates, many have spouses and partners who have chosen purposefully to remain in the old earth energy. They have chosen to remain there, to be a balance for you, to hold an energy for you. For even as you were going off once again into new areas that have yet to be defined, there is always a tether back to the old. We use the analogy of the two mountain climbers. While one was secure and fastened and had his grips into the side of the mountain, the other would then go forth with a tether. One would be there for safety and balance. The other would be the explorer. That is much of how relationships are coming to be now. You may have a spouse or a partner who has remained in the old energy to be there to hold the energy for you as you explore these new areas. And in many cases, dear teachers, in many cases, it is no longer appropriate to be in that relationship on a daily basis. We are not saying here one way or the other. We are pointing out an energetic dynamic that is taking place now. It is up to you and up to your being to know it is time to remain or time to move forward. But if you choose to move forward, if you choose to disengage that relationship on one level, understand that many times they are holding the balance of energy for you at another. Honor them and thank them for that. And while you may dissolve the human ties of the relationship, love them for what they are doing for you, allowing you to move into the new energy. Now, with that, we will answer questions.
Tobias, is there a relationship between the movement from 2 to 4 and clients' discussion of base 12 mathematics?
Indeed, there is. They work hand in hand together with each other. And as we have mentioned, your mathematicians will soon be bringing forth information that would help to define this in greater detail. It is not appropriate for us to move into the specific areas at this time, but to remind you that there will be more prevalence of the number 4 in your life. It may appear as simply the number 4. It may appear as the combination of 2s. This is all indicating to you the shift away from duality as you have known it into a new type of energy creation dealing with quads.
Tobias, I understand through reading channels from Simananda that we each have 16 parallel physical realities with many opposites to each other. I'm interested to know if in each of these other realities, are we all the same, i.e. in gender, and do we look the same in each reality as we do in this one?
If this is what you choose, so be it.
Are we in the process of merging all other realities into one reality and one physical form as we ascend?
This question is difficult to answer for the misconceptions of realities and dimensions and ascending. And we use this question in particular to remind those who are Shambhala, those who are here, my friends, to live in the divine moment. All of these multi-level, dimensional, multi-aspect realities, we do not know where you come up with these. There are many, many mansions. But my friends, these things you should not so much concern yourself with. They will indeed fragment you. They will fragment your energy. Now, there are those who are being called on as teachers, as healers, to bring back the fragmented parts that you have placed in these realities that did not exist until you began to imagine them. We ask you to focus on the divine moment, on your being in the divine moment. We also, for Kaudra gets very nervous here, we have spoken that the information given here will not please all, will not resonate with all, and it is not intended for all. It is indeed the classroom of the new energy, and we will use occasions like this to bring our work together, your work, back into focus for the period between now and our next gathering. The focus is to bring this divine grace into your life. Why would you want to worry of multi-dimensional aspects that even we do not understand or see? We honor and thank you for this question, for it gives us the opportunity to speak to your divinity, that is present in this room, in this space, in the space you are reading this in now. You will not find the answers in some complex realities that do not necessarily exist.
Tobias, I have cancer. How do I get rid of it?
It is to honor it, not to get rid of it. It is to place it in the oven of grace. It is to place it there without agenda and allow grace to work through it. Allow grace to find the balance. Cancer, dear friends, is simply imbalance manifested in the cells of your body. It is that simple. Those who work with the new technologies will see that specifically here soon. And they will understand with the frequencies that they work with how to adjust it. But you who write us that question, you have a more sophisticated treatment available to you today that you do not need to experiment with. Do not need to have trials with. It is available to you today. It is powerful. You are powerful. This imbalance that knocks at your physical body, simply place it in there. And after you place it in there one day, then place it another and another. And do this with love each day. My dear, there is a tool and a gift in this for you. The gift that is here is that you will one day sit in front of others who are in disbelief and talk of how you brought balance into your own life. You've chosen this. You've chosen this for yourself. So you will be a teacher for others. Use this oven of grace, my dear. You will understand.
In the near future, I will probably be losing my mother to cancer. What is the most effective way to help her make the transition to your side of the veil?
It is an honor for all she has brought into your life. For when one departs and they come back to our side of the veil, they often bring with them guilt and tears of sadness. There is energy that they bring back over. It is best to simply honor them. And again, we are somewhat harsher with you tonight, but so many humans pray for one who is crossed over to the other side, praying that they go to heaven, praying that there is no bad thing for them like going to hell, praying that they find the right space. My dear, all who are here, simply honor them and thank them for the process, for being part of your life. For you do not so much understand the energy that we are in back here. We are often curious why you are praying for them to go to some place that even we do not understand or see. At times this can be confusing to them because there is an energy that is placed around their light being that is trying to direct them to a place that does not necessarily exist. Now indeed there are legions of angels who guide each of those who has recently departed safely back on the journey. But it would give those who have crossed over the greatest joy if they looked back and saw another human honoring them. It would, my friends, it would begin to dissolve the veil so quickly when they look back and could see that you understood the journey. And thank you for that very beautiful question.
Speak of the power of prayer.
You will learn in the new energy to create in a different way. Prayer may be appropriate for those in the old energy. We will work with you to create on new levels. We will be challenging you to release your old concepts of prayer. We will even be challenging you to release your new concepts of intent. They have been valuable tools for bringing you to this place. But my friends, it is time to release these. We will go prayerless. We will create in the divine moment in a way that you will begin to understand when you use your oven of grace. And again, thank you for that question.
Would you please speak to us of the children and their role in the new energy of the earth?
This is a very detailed and complex question, for there are many, many aspects to this. We will talk of one group that is coming in now that will favor many of those in Shambra, in the Crimson Circle. These are the ones that have not come to earth ever before. They have not had series of incarnations. Metaphorically, they are building the pathways and building the tunnels for their energy to come in. These are angels who have not been to earth before. It is difficult for them to transition from the first creation to what you would call a holding zone, an adjustment zone, and then going into physical body. This is very difficult. So what they do is to create energy pathways into your energy of Earth. In other words, they move very close in without actually taking on physical body. And in some cases, the child is born, but then will experience a crib death, as you call it. For they are not ready, these new angels, they are not ready to yet accept the harshness of your physical reality. They will come close to it. They will come back later, within months or a year or so, to be born into physical body. Now, these new angels, these new humans, have had no previous experience on earth, but yet they have watched and studied carefully. They are the ones who are helping to bring in, a new type of energy that will become important, for it is clean. It has not gone through the rigors of many, many lifetimes. These are fresh angels. These are ones who bring in a new vibration level that is appropriate at this time. However, they will be extraordinarily sensitive to your birth. They will be extraordinarily sensitive to thoughts and vibrations. They will have the tendency for allergies, because they will not find it so easy to be in the human form. But they will have a light that shines within that is unmistakable. Now, there are many other types of children coming in at the time, ones that have been called the indigos, who have taken the indigo pathways to get here. There are many, many others that would require a long discussion. But to have you know, above all, you who are Shambha, you who have been here for many, 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 and many lifetimes, they, these new angels, when they see you, there will be an instant connection, and they will honor you, and they may literally drop to their knees in thanks for you. They understand at their levels what you have done to enable a whole new group to be able to come through now. After they come through the tunnels that have been built into the new creation, then others will follow. And one day, I, Tobias, will return, and I hopefully will then be the son of the one who channels this information.
Tobias, I've been hearing a lot about the planetary teacher named Maitreya. He is supposed to be the Christ and living in London. Any comments?
This one carries a distinctive Christ energy. This one brings much wisdom to your earth at this time. How to say, well, we are of the Crimson Circle, and he is associated with another spiritual group. There is great compatibility and great honor between the two. These words that he brings forth at this time are filled with wisdom and love, but we remind each of you that even as new teachers come to earth, and even as you are teachers, it is always incumbent to remember that the Christ is within each of you. You cannot find it in another. You can only see in another that it is possible for you to bring it forth also. We deeply honor the teachings of this group and work closely with them. But this group also teaches that the Christ is within you.
The teachings within the life and the teachings of the Far East by Baird Spaulding is so similar to the teachings of the Crimson Circle. I'm wondering if the masters of the Crimson Circle were teaching at that time, late 1800s.
This Crimson Circle, this group of Shambha, you have walked the earth many, many times. The wisdoms that you have brought forth come through in a number of different cultures, but above all, in answer to this question, there are certain basic truths. There are certain basic truths that hold within all groups. And while the teachings of the Crimson Circle have not directly affected these writings, they speak from the same level of truth. And jokingly, our friend Kaudra would like to know where he could get this book.
Tobias, if my issue is one of cellular weight, should I put my whole body in the oven, or is there a symbol for this?
The symbol simply would be a photograph of yourself. Without judgment, without agenda, but simply use that as a symbol, place it in the oven, and allow grace to work throughout your entire being. We remind you, all of you here, that as you do these things, while Kaudra may have thought this was corny, that you will begin to feel the manifestation of this. If you place the symbol of your biology in this oven, dear friends, do not become bewildered or surprised several days later when your body feels different. Initially, it may release things that may be somewhat embarrassing, but this is part of the process. Initially, there may be discomforts which you may wonder about, but this is part of the process. It is amusing to us because we know, dear friends, we know from working with you that you do not so much trust yet that this oven works. You think perhaps it works for another, but not for you. And then when you see the results, it may surprise or even startle you.
Tobias, when you are asked a question about a future event, activity, or plans, and you know the answer, do you wait to answer or answer then and there? And know that you are in the new energy versus the stuck, fearful energy.
It is difficult for anyone, whether human or those of the Crimson Council or for Tobias, to know the answer to something in the future. There are directions that can be seen. There is a knowingness of the general vibration and the general frequencies you are creating that are creating into the future, but it is very difficult to know the exact outcome. Based on our teachings with you in this Creator Series, it is our advice to you to remain in the divine moment. Remain in the divine moment. As we mentioned in our previous channel, in the past, in the old energy, you created the future by projecting your thoughts and your energies into it. This essentially took the void and transformed it into a reality. The creation in the new energy will be quite different. It will not be projecting into the void. It will not be projecting into the future. It will be very different. It will be staying in a moment, in a space, in an energy, creating in that moment and emanating the energy out, not specifically to your future, but into all moments. Now, this is a whole other discussion and channel that we will get into here in the future. So we will avoid getting too far into it tonight. But our answer, in general, is simply to stay in the divine moment.
Dear Tobias, could you please give us a metaphor for appropriately removing the problem from the oven of grace after the 24-hour period? Thank you.
The oven of grace has but one button, and that is to start. And at the end of 24 hours, it will automatically quit. When you remove the symbol of your situation that you were allowing grace to balance, dear friends, there is nothing that needs to be done at this time. There is no prayer. There is no intent. There is nothing. Simply allow now the changes to occur in your life. Simply allow the changes to occur in your life. Now, there is a tendency here to want to make this a very complex process, as simple as placing the vibration through a symbol, placing this into the oven, turning on the start button, and waiting for a period of 24 hours. One item at a time, one day at a time, only for yourself at this time.
Tobias, over the past month, I have withdrawn more and more from the people in my life. That's okay. But I find myself engaging in constant negative dialoguing with those people in my mind. Lots of chatter, usually doesn't feel good after the fact. I've been balancing it on the hormonal imbalance, but somehow That doesn't seem to be true either. What's going on? Why can't I seem to stay on the other side of the short wall?
It will take conscious effort on your part, on all humans' part, to stay on the other side of the short wall. You will continually find yourself pulled back in. Now, right now you are experiencing here the energy of the two Earths moving apart. You are experiencing relationships moving apart that are no longer appropriate. You are hearing chattering in your head because you are still connected with them in many ways. No, my friends, that is the energy of the new Earth moves to new levels. These old chains that connected you to the past will dissolve in love, will dissolve slowly and surely. You traumatize yourself by the chatterings of your mind. Simply understand that is part of the releasing and letting go process. In answers specifically here, when you hear, when you have these discussions in your mind, simply stand behind the short wall and simply honor these people, even though they have caused you much friction in your life and challenge in your life. Simply honor them. As you consciously do this, these last vestiges will dissolve.
Tobias, Two Feathers spoke today of a time of cataclysm where Mother Earth will go through a time of purging and cleansing. What can we as individuals and family do to ease our mother's pain and trauma to our fellow man?
There are many vibrational changes that are taking place within you. There are many, many activities, including those past lives of yours, the energy of the past lives that were held by Gaia. Those are now being released. As your vibration changes and you release old energies, Gaia is processing many of these for you. You can honor Gaia for this work, and you can understand that when Gaia rumbles, which she will, when she rumbles, it is not the sign of the end. It is not the sign of punishment to humans. Have you noticed in recent rumblings that very few, if any, humans are killed in these? Gaia understands where to release. There is much energy that she is choosing to release now. Simply honor her for that. Dear friends, she knows well how to release better than you do. Honor her for the process. And when the winds come, which they will, for that is the most efficient way for Gaia to cleanse through winds, when they come, smile and honor instead of running in fear, instead of telling others that the world is coming to an end. Honor those strong winds, for they are Gaia's best way of releasing.
Tobias, what is the relationship between the election and consciousness?
Now, we explained that earlier on this day, and quite simply, you are seeing duality come back into balance. You are seeing it coming into a fine vibrational balance. And this should be a signal to all who are here to understand that there is a new type of harmony that is possible. There is also one other thing that results from this. When two different frequencies change and come back into harmony, all of the energy that is no longer appropriate is brought to the surface to be released. In this process with your elections that you have, any negative energy, any energy that had an agenda working against the balance, the new balance of duality, will be brought to the surface. Those who perhaps cheated in the election results, those who who do not wish to have duality return to harmony, these things will be exposed in your media and it will be obvious to you. In the meantime, Shambhra, stand behind the short wall. Oh, you will see some battling between the two sides, but this is a new type of balance that is coming forth. Stand behind the short wall to truly see what is happening here.
Tobias, is there anything you'd like to relay to me at this time?
Yes, indeed there is. To you, to all who hear this, to all who read this, there is one thing. In this time, when you are creating the weaving of the new energy earth, for that is why you are here, that is why you are reading this. Dear friends, please keep it simple. Please keep it simple. We will remind you of this over and over again. There is the tendency to come up with great conspiracy theories. There is the tendency to come up with realities and dimensions that do not exist. There is a tendency to even come up with fear scenarios. My friends, if you choose empowerment in your life, if you choose to be creators in the new energy, it would be well to keep it simple. We have walked with you in these past four lessons with very simple, what the caller calls corny, steps. But we have done this to help you maintain a focus. These are powerful tools. Your divinity is desiring to come forth, but it needs your humanness to cooperate.
Tobias, my kids are always asking for candy and junk food. Is it appropriate for me to try to steer them away from that sort of eating, or does it really matter? Does our consciousness hold more power over our health than what we eat?
Ultimately, the consciousness holds more power than the actual items that are digested. Your systems are still trained in certain ways, so it will take a bit of time to get used to this. Without becoming too personal here, in this particular case, we ask you to look at what your children are truly asking for. It is not about the sweets there. It's something else they are asking for through this. This is simply a tool. This is simply a symbol that they are using. Stop and look into their hearts. There is something else. And at this time, we will answer on this two-day, two more questions.
Tobias, I've noticed that there have been some competition between individuals and groups for spiritual superiority or greatness. Could you speak about this?
We do not understand. Quite simply, we do not understand. With this group, we do not choose to go into that energy. You are ones who have given yourself in service. You are ones who have gone through much to help others through. We honor your service. We do not choose to speak of anything else. For in your hearts, we see what you would call pure intent. We see pure love. Why would we want to discuss this duality energy?
Dear Tobias, I have two questions about music. First, in a prior Q&A, you alluded to the fact that you have music where you are. Can you tell us anything about what it's like and what it's used for and how it's different from ours? Second, in the classroom, in the new spiritual energy on Earth, are there any new tools, intents, or powers that a creative, spiritually minded musician should know about that they could use with that?
We will take the first question second. In the new energy, as a creator and as one who understands the balances of vibration that you would call music, you have among the most awesome opportunity for creation. You are dealing in your music with vibration. Allow yourself to experience even more balanced and finer vibrations than ever before, and then flow these through your system, manifest them in your music. Oh, we see awesome opportunity for you here. Your music will have qualities in it that will transcend, the music that you have been working with up to now. On our side of the veil, we do not usually call it music, and we do not have those here who are proficient in violins and trombones and such. But we play with vibrations that we create from within, and we will sit with other entities, and we will create tonal or vibrational balances, and sometimes specifically imbalances, to create what you would call music. As we have said to you before, though, our music here, while beautiful, while entertaining and fun, does not have the depth and the soul of the music that you write on Earth. It is difficult to describe this without actually playing some our music for you, but you know, in a way, you hear our music. When we come in at the beginnings of these circles, you hear our vibrations, for we are, to use an analogy, we are purring as we come into your space. So next time we gather like this, when we first come in, feel those tones. We deeply enjoy your music, for its vibrations literally tell the stories of your lifetimes, of your experiences, of your pasts, of your loves. Oh, it is not words that are stored in what you would call the Akashic Records. It is music. It is vibrations. For in those tones are the stories of Earth. With that, dear friends, with that.
One last quickie. Tobias, I've been having difficulty getting my mind and heart in sync. Any suggestions?
Release the mind. Indeed, allow yourself to go out of your mind. There has been an imbalance of energy in the approximate ratio of 2/3 and 1/3 between the mind and the heart of humans in the old energy. Bring those back into balance. Simply allow that to be. Simply acknowledge the balance between the two. Dear friends, you are humans. You are walking in human biology. You are in duality. Those things will continue for a period of time. But now, allow the new balance. We have told you today is the 11-11. It is the day of duality on Earth. It is the day of duality in the Mayan calendar. It is the day when these energies can be brought back together in harmony, these energies of duality, or where they clash. Look at your own life. Look at Earth on this day. As you walk from here, what do you see? A new harmony or clashing? We see the harmony. And with that, dear friends, we have enjoyed our time and space together. We have enjoyed it immensely. There are times when we would choose to stay here for many, many hours, but we know you grow restless. And indeed, we honor Kaudra for his service. We know he grows hungry. But with that, we thank and honor and bless each of you. We ask you to begin working with grace in your life. And remember, dear friends, grace comes from within you. It is already there. It is waiting for the opportunity to work. The opportunity occurs when you open the door of the oven and hit the start button. Dear friends, we will see you for music in approximately 1 month. And so it is.